today, Veterans Day, veterans called Armistice Day, actually. It is, and as I think some of us may have seen the PBS show Downton Abbey, and the episode last night was focused on the Armistice signing or the end of the First World War, and that's what November 11th is all about, and it happens to be that November 11th is actually Monday, or Monday is actually the day. This is a real holiday, boys and girls. This is the real McCoy. This is not a Monday, all this phony baloney, we moved the holiday to Monday deals to satisfy the unions. No, that's not what this is about, so you'd have a three-day weekend. It actually is a three-day weekend. So what are the things that you need to know about what's going on in the world for today? Now, let's see here. No power, no water, nothing. People are desperate in the wake of the typhoon. The damage is horrific all across the nation. It's basically an island nation. Thousands are feared dead. Countless others have been left homeless. Devastation is the word, I guess, that we would use. And so in this circumstance, people say, well, why do we need to know about this in America? Well, because there are a lot of Americans that are connected to the Philippines, a lot of Filipinos who live in our country. In almost every city and pretty much every community, there's someone who has ties to the Philippines. So that's why it is of interest and importance, or of value to discuss. 888-302-3684 is the way to discuss things, as we may pique your interest with some of the things that are a part of our discussion for this Monday. World War II veterans, I was looking at the story of any number of them, fewer and fewer are still alive. There used to be a lot of reunions, but there aren't so much now, because just the march of time. Isn't it amazing time, how quickly it seems to be going? It goes away. It's here, and it's gone. And I guess maybe without being facetious or simplistic, how are you using your time? I'm glad you're using some of it, spending the time listening to me and or figure out what's going on here. It's a holiday. It doesn't make any difference. We're always here on the air during the holidays. 888-302-3684. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Twitter at Good Day. Ken Kess will be joining me in a few minutes. The Obamacare rollout, putting congressional Republicans in the offensive position after seeing their approval ratings plunge during the shutdown. Now the numbers are going the other way. Is that something that surprises anybody? It doesn't surprise me any. And it doesn't really speak to what the problem is or how to fix the problem. It just speaks to opportunity much as anything else. There was a good deal of discussion about that. I guess I'm looking around at the last 24 hours in terms of News Talk Radio, News Talk Television, Meet the Press, for example, State of the Union on CNN, many of the things we have on the air, Fox News Sunday. I'm looking at some of Face the Nation sort of programs that we take information from to pass it along to you so you can perhaps use the information to maybe register a thought, or you perhaps are influenced somewhat. Your opinion may change based on what you hear from some of the other people, so we make that a valuable part, hopefully, of what it is that we are going to focus on. I thought that was interesting. Talk host David Chadwick found a military analyst named Lieutenant Colonel John Falconberry, and their basic bottom line here is what many of us will be talking about today. What is the importance of the fact that so many people who are in the millennial generation don't even know what Armistice Day or Veterans Day is all about is pretty shocking. Here is the conversation.
What's its importance for you?
It's a time for the nation to remember all those who have served this nation in time of war and in time of peace. And, you know, we have, there's been many wars, and that's the ugly side of human nature. But you never fault the warriors who are protecting the rights, freedoms, particularly ours in this great nation. And ours stems back from the end of World War I, which in all practical purposes, was a horrendous global war that when it ended on November 11th, on the 11th day, the 11th month, the 11th hour, and it became known as Armistice Day back then. And it was a time to remember because it was truly the bloodiest war that we had seen up to that point at a global perspective.
And not many people thought we could ever have to undergo that kind of a war.
No, yeah. No, you're absolutely right. And it brought in a lot of new war-making materials, the airplane, gas, which we're hearing a lot about right now with the Syrian situation. So a lot of that stems back from that 4 years of just sheer horror.
What happened to get us to this point of celebrating Veterans Day?
Well, you know, throughout our nation's history, particularly with the Civil War, where we first started recognizing the fallen, which ultimately came what we now know as our Memorial Day, which we have recognized those sacrifices. But when you mobilize a nation with millions of men and women that will serve the nation, and then they go back and they're there to win a war, to fight a war, and then they go back into society and they became great contributors to the economic power of this nation. But they're quietly serving the nation, and the nation owes them a debt of gratitude. And I think that over time we wanted to codify that, which is why it became federal law in the 70s that we would have a Veterans Day. So it's just our nation's way of thanking the veterans. But as I go about and tell people, particularly my job with the USO of North Carolina, it's great to say that you support the troops and support the veterans. But how are you supporting? What are you doing as a nation to help these veterans and help these militaries in the day-to-day struggles that will acclimate themselves back into our society? And that's the challenge that we as a nation must grab hold of and must succeed in doing.
888-302-3684. Stories of your own involvement in the U.S. Armed Forces and the way that you think that Veterans Day celebrations ought to take place, what's going on in your community, part of the fodder here. Help yourself to 888-302-3684, or you can send us along either at Twitter or Facebook, facebook.com/Good Day Show, or Twitter @Good Day Show, some of the things that you would like to have us know about what's going on in your community. 14 after the hour, this is Monday Good Day.
It's autumn, and the weather is cool and crisp. Whether you're enjoying the brilliant colors of fall or watching football at home with your family, you'll want Citrus Magic, the perfect fresh air solution. Made in the USA, Citrus Magic Air Freshener is considered the most effective odor eliminator, naturally absorbing bad odors and replacing them with fresh scents. Available as a long-lasting solid air freshener or non-aerosol spray at Walmart, Target, Walgreens, Kroger, your local hardware store, or online. There's magic in the air. Citrus Magic.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Winter Lager is here.
So good.
Got a little bit of sweetness, but it goes down real smooth. A light, sweet smell to it.
A little bit of orange in there.
There is a little hint of cinnamon.
It makes you feel like, you know, winter's around the corner and you're getting ready for it.
It warms you up, and it makes you feel good.
I wish they served Winter Lager all year round.
This is actually my favorite beer from Sam Adams. Even though it's a dark beer, it's not a heavy beer.
It's definitely a good beer.
This is my jam, the Winter Lager. I love this more than anything in the world.
Cheers. Thank you, Sam Adams.
Sam Adams Winter Lager. Enjoy it while it's here.
Boston Massey, responsibly.
This is a special alert to all Americans who are behind on their taxes or haven't sent out prior year tax returns. If you owe back taxes, you're now eligible to settle that debt with the IRS for much less than what you owe. For free information, call Consumer Tax Relief today. 800-731-4700. Millions of taxpayers are now legally eligible to settle their tax liability for a fraction of what they owe. Act now on this limited time opportunity or risk wage garnishment, bank levies, outrageous penalties and fees, and property seizure. Consumer Tax Relief specializes in tax settlements. When you call, you'll be matched with experts who are former IRS agents with insider knowledge of the system, which makes a substantial difference as they resolve your tax debt directly with the IRS. Call 800-731-4700. There's a limited amount of time that can be available to where the government will accept tax settlements, so you must act now. Call Consumer Tax Relief today. 800-731-4700. 800-731-4700.
Hey, fans. How would you like
to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena, simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
At the Sears Veterans Day event, the deals are so extravagant, we brought in a town crier for all to hear.
Hear ye, hear ye. Let it be known that you can get 30 to 40% off appliances. I repeat, 30 to... I have to get to Sears.
Head to the Sears Veterans Day event and save 30 to 40% on appliance super buys. Plus, when you use your Sears card, get 10% back in points to spend on anything you want with our free rewards program all season long.
Sears, where better happens. 10% in points on first $1,000 spend and 5% on amounts over. Valid email opt-in required. Points valid through 131-14. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
888-302-3684, Memorial Day, Veterans Day, days that are set aside to honor those who are in service or have been in service. This day, not to be confused with Memorial Day, is about those who are still alive. Here's host Lisa Ann Walter this weekend talking to Marge Palmieri, who's executive director of the ministries in Grand Rapids, Michigan, the DeGage Ministries. It's about her work helping homeless veterans.
Michael Miller, who's the gentleman who shot, who did the transformation video, and it's really astounding. He found Jim Wolf by asking a couple of people, look, this is what's going to involve. You're going to agree to go and go to AA and try to get sober, and we're going to clean you up and help you move out of the situation you're in and into a better one. Is that basically how it went down?
Well, Rob Bliss is the one who was the movie producer. I'm not sure who Mike Miller is that you mentioned.
Oh, I think he did the post, but that's okay. What's his name, the guy who did the...
The guy who did the video was Rob Bliss, and he is a local man who just has a heart for helping. And he approached us and asked us if we would be interested in partnering with him. So we connected him with Jim Wolf, and he kind of took it from there. He spent time with Jim and got to know him, and Jim agreed to do this.
Now, and he's, it looks like he's an older guy, not, you know, old man, but I was talking about the transformation I saw in his eyes and how he went from looking so sad, those such sad eyes, and even within the process, you could see by the end of it there was hope there, that just the fact that people were touching him, that were paying attention to him, helping him. Okay, so now tell us about Jim Wolf. He is the veteran. Where did he fight?
He was in Desert Shield.
He was a veteran from Desert Shield, and yes, he was living homeless, I'm imagining. He was on the streets and was suffering with an alcohol problem, and your outreach person found him and put him together with the filmmaker, Rob Bliss.
Right.
And he shot the transformation where they physically transformed him, but what is so stunning is the internal transformation you see, even when they did it immediately. And so we're all wondering, how is he doing now?
Well, it is a journey, and with, as is always the case, there is one step forward and two steps back.
Of course.
He's hopeful of getting an apartment in the next couple months. He's near the top of the list, and I am hopeful that once he gets that stability in his life, he has various medications that he's supposed to be taking and often doesn't. And
that he's self-medicating with alcohol, probably.
He is, definitely, and he keeps saying, if only I had my own place. So I just think as he gets near to that, there's that hope, and I saw that in his eyes when he saw that external transformation, and he's now agreeing to go for counseling. We're going to take him tomorrow to the VA and set him up with counseling, which is the first time he's agreed to do that.
Right.
And he's in recovery, going to meetings, and he's doing well, but still struggling.
Something to check out is our video of the day, which basically tells that story at DougStephan.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Mindset. As we listen to a cut from the State of the Union on CNN yesterday, Candy Crowley talking to former Senator Bob Dole, who spends a lot of time greeting veterans at the World War II Memorial in Washington.
Yesterday, former Senate Republican leader and presidential candidate Bob Dole was where he has been nearly every spring and summer Saturday.
He was at the World War II monument greeting veterans arriving from the honor flights, which bring the greatest generation from around the country to see their monument, opened 9 years ago when most of them were already in their 80s. This was the last honor flight of the season.
I got a bad knee that joined the club.
Dole was in charge of raising the private funds and getting the World War II monument built. It is a place that captures time.
To talk to these men, some over 100, and still going strong, and still proud of their service. Whatever they did, whether they're in combat or someplace in the rear, you know, they did what they were asked to do.
That's our Bob Dole's mission now, and it is a cross-generational effort.
Okay, here he goes.
Always a visitor to Walter Reed Hospital, in recent years, Dole spent a lot of time as a patient, rehabbing, talking.
Well, this is a great group. This is
getting to know the country's newest veterans. It took him back to 1945 on a hill in Italy where he nearly died and was permanently disabled by German machine gun fire. He remembers his years in the hospital. His long journey home then makes him worry about them now.
When they're there and they're surrounded by people who are caring for them, nurses, technicians, doctors, I've often wondered if they realize what happens when they roll out in their wheelchair and go home, if they understand in some cases this is forever. And it's a shock when you're 19, 20, 21. I remember when I came home, you know, we were all sort of heroes, and more World War II than now. that I didn't have a job, and in fact wasn't able to take a job until this political thing came along.
What would you tell these young vets it was that kept you persevering despite your depression and your doubts about where you would land?
Well, if you think you've got a problem, then just look around. I mean, I used to go to PT at Walter Reed, and some of the cases were, I mean, you can't describe the condition these young men and women in some cases were in.
At the age of 90, Bob Dole remains a believer in the soul of America. He says he doesn't know how much longer he'll be around, but he thinks veterans are in good hands.
Well, the great majority of Americans will drop everything to help a veteran. And that's what makes America so great. We don't forget those who fought for us.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. One of those creative minds is Eric Ries. His book, The Lean Startup, is helping to grow businesses big and small around the world. Eric Ries.
We call it Lean Startup, taking ideas from lean manufacturing. And the key idea in lean manufacturing is to figure out which activities we do in a business are a waste and which ones really create value for customers. The thinking in the Lean Startup really is applicable when first we face extreme uncertainty about what's going to work. The old management techniques were really based on a toolkit of planning and forecasting. But if you think about that, accurate forecasting requires a long and stable operating history from which to make the forecast. And who really feels like the world is getting more and more stable every day? Nobody. So whenever we're building something new, could be a product, could be a company, could be a nonprofit organization, anytime we're doing something new that's not the same as what we've done before, you actually don't know who the customer is yet. In fact, many of the things we believe about what our business will be are actually hypotheses or guesses about the future. Whenever we can couple that with an opportunity for fast cycle time experiments, that's really when the Lean Startup works. In the world of the internet, we can make changes and measure how customers respond much faster. We're getting the product to interact with customers much more frequently, much more often, and really learning what actually works in the real world. And so the true understanding of value in the context of a startup is how quickly can we learn if we're on the path to a sustainable business. And it's one of the core ideas of a Lean Startup.
Eric Ries is author of the New York Times bestseller, The Lean Startup. There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Available only at HempUSA.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at HempUSA.org.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with a focus on Veterans Day. Ken Kessler is joining me in the studio with a focus on what we have in terms of social media comments on Veterans Day and the things, the activities, if you will, for this Monday. Kenny, what do you have that we're following that we can be close to?
Most of the comments are just very nice. Thank you to veterans for serving and continuing to serve. I did just post on our website. We'd love to know how you're planning to observe Veterans Day today. So when you go and check in on Facebook, go to Good Day Show and let us know what your plans are today, what you're doing special to honor those who serve.
Ron's listening in Tucson, Arizona. Ron, you are a veteran, is that right? Gulf War. Where did you serve?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I served in Kuwait and during the Gulf War and Saudi Arabia, and also a little bit in Iraq. And I really understand what some of these guys go through. What do they go through?
Explain. Help us understand what they do go through.
Well, I know for one of the guys in my unit, he received a he was being fired on by a mortar by an Iraqi position, and he wound up getting a piece of large shrapnel caught up in his Kevlar helmet, under his helmet, and it burned most of the skin off of his head, and he had severe mental problems after that. Mm-hmm. And I've seen a lot of people lose arms and legs, but there's a lot of mental. PTSD and
are we doing a good job as a country taking care of people as you just described them?
Well, I think they do as best they can with the budget. They're always, starting up these great programs, the VA does, and then next thing you know, they've run out of money.
So what does that say, then, Ron, what does that say? I don't mean to be interrupting you, but you've said something that's very important to me. When I hear stories about veterans and programs that have been started, and then they're curtailed because there isn't any funding. What first comes to me is the need. The second thing that comes to me
is what the people who are running countries stand for or don't under the circumstances. They get a lot of, okay, we've passed this bill, we funded this bill, hoopla, hoopla, hoopla. And then when everything is quiet and all the attention's away from it, they're defunded. So these guys look like they're heroes, if you will. We're going to, they give you this guff about, we're going to help serve the veterans who help serve us. And then there are all of these stories, the one you just explained, the horrible service that many of these people get that have mental disorders and they come back and they're denied treatment by the federal government, which is basically you and me. How do you feel about that?
I think it's really not a good thing at all. I don't see how these programs become funded in the first place if they're going to be, you know, defunded a month and a half, 2 months down the road, you know. But I don't see where the logic is in that, because they really just don't do any good, you know.
Well, that's the point that I was trying to make. Ron, thank you. Well, by the way, what are you doing and what's going on in Tucson today for Veterans Day? What sort of attention
well,
you paid to it?
Well, I'm just going to barbecue some steaks, place my flag up outside, and that's about it, really. I got to go back to work tonight. So,
is there a parade in Tucson today?
Yes, there is, I believe. Yeah, there's one that starts out down by the VA, I believe. Mm-hmm. On 6th Avenue.
Yep. All right, Ron. Thank you. 888-302-3684, 23 minutes before the hour. Let's move away from Veterans Day now and spend a little bit of time on politics. This is not necessarily my desire. What you're hearing here is a culmination of conversations. Ken Kessler monitors a lot of the News Talk radio stations, News Talk television stations, and over the weekend we get a lot of information from the Sunday morning news interview programs. For example, this is a piece from Fox where Chris Wallace talks to Governor Chris Christie about the state of the Republican Party and are you going to run? Of course, that's the question everybody keeps asking him.
Governor, how interested are you in running for president in 2016?
Well, Chris, what I'm interested in doing is being the governor of New Jersey. And the fact is we've got a lot of things to do, a lot of things to focus on. And I know everybody's going to be speculating about what may come in my future and lots of other people's future in our party. But the fact is I'm focused on being the governor of New Jersey and being the chairman of the Republican Governors Association. I think those two jobs will keep me pretty busy over the next year.
All the same, you did some things on Election Day that national Republicans can only dream of. And let's take a look at those. You won 57% of women, 51% of Hispanics, and 32% of Democrats. And you said the reason is because in New Jersey you've worked with the other side to get things done.
I know that if we can do this in Trenton, New Jersey, maybe the folks in Washington, D.C. should tune in their TVs right now, see how it's done.
Governor, what do folks in Washington, especially Republicans, need to do differently if they want to start winning more elections?
Well, I think it applies to everybody, Chris, because as I said before, I think there's plenty of blame to go around in Washington to both parties. The fact is they need to get the job done. That's what people want. And what our election was about was a record that showed them we could get the job done. 143,000 new private sector jobs, reform pension and benefits, slowed the growth of property taxes, cut business taxes $2.3 billion, reform teacher tenure. These are all things that we got done. And in New Jersey, with a Democratic legislature, got them done in a bipartisan way. So what I was saying on Tuesday night, what I've been saying all along, is that you can govern with the principles that I have, reforming tenure, cutting budgets. We spend less, Chris, in fiscal 14 than we spent in New Jersey in fiscal year 08 in actual dollars. I mean, we did all this in a bipartisan way, working across the aisle and getting things done. That's what people in New Jersey want, I think, which the election results show from last Tuesday, and that's what people across the country, I think, want as well.
Governor, if, and I know it's an if, you do run for president, you're first going to have to win the Republican nomination, and the knock against you, which you know is that from some parts of the party, is that you're not conservative enough. So let's do a lightning round, quick questions, quick answers on some of your positions. First of all, do you still favor comprehensive immigration reform, including a path to citizenship?
Well, Chris, what I favor is fixing the broken system. And the fact is that everybody knows the system is broken. And what Congress needs to do is get to work, working with each other and the president, to fix a broken system that's not serving our economy well and is not serving our country well.
You also support some gun controls. Why?
Well, listen, Chris, I think that, when you look at what we've done in New Jersey, we want to control violence. And some of that may involve firearms, but a lot of it doesn't. In fact, my focus has been on making sure that mental health is done in a much more aggressive way in New Jersey. Every time we see one of these incidents happen across our country, it is almost exclusively with a deeply disturbed person at the helm. And what we need to do is be much more aggressive about how we deal with mental health issues in this country. So I'm for violence control.
888-302-3684. Chris Christie is for violence control. Interesting way of putting it. Let's listen to talk host Andrew Walsh, who has the latest issue of Time magazine with him. And that's getting a lot of criticism for the cover, which pictures Chris Christie with the headline, "The Elephant is in the Elephant in the Room."
Chris Christie is reelected in a landslide. What does he get for that? Well, he gets to say state governor, obviously, and he also gets a profile on the cover of Time magazine. I believe it's the second profile on the cover of Time magazine, and it's a kind of a big kind of close-up picture of him. When I say close-up, it's like a profile of his face and, I would say, bust, sort of. It's almost... Would you almost say it's a little bit Hitchcockian, the famous Hitchcockian profile? And the headline is... "The Elephant in the Room." Now, this is a play on words in three ways. The elephant in the room. Well, the Republicans are elephants, and obviously Chris Christie is a Republican. Also, he's kind of the elephant in the room because he's the thing that the party doesn't really know how to deal with right now. Chris Christie is more of a moderate. He was very kind of kind to President Obama, like the week of Obama winning re-election, and the Republican Party will never forgive him for that. Yet, on the other hand, he represents a much more palatable version of the Republican Party than a lot of the what do they call the Tea Party wackos that brought the country to its knees. Then, of course, the third double entendre with the... triple entendre, if you will, with the elephant in the room is because Chris Christie is overweight. And people are saying this is a Time magazine cover fat joke.
Elephant in the room. Elephant. It's funny because he's battling a serious weight problem.
Is his weight something that should weigh on voters' minds, so to speak? Is it something that's going to be a problem? It doesn't discuss that. The only time it comes up is in this cheap shot on the cover. Well, I think it's in poor taste.
The point that the cover makes is an accurate one. This is the guy who is figuratively, it is also literally true, the biggest player in the room and in the Republican Party right now.
Actually, the elephant in the room means the person who nobody talks about. And certainly everybody's talking about Chris Christie.
This story really personally affects me, and it personally affects me because I hate it. I hate it when I have to agree with the bloviating sacks of hot air on Fox News.
It bothers me!
And I agree with them. I think that this is disrespectful, and that's what the people on Fox News are saying. They're saying this is completely disrespectful. I mean, why? It's just unfair. And I gotta say, you're absolutely right. Like, I don't know what anybody, you know, your political... persuasion is, and I don't know if as a Republican this bothers you. I do feel that it's more like whiny liberals like myself who just kind of get really upset about these things. And I can tell you what, if Hillary Clinton was an overweight woman, and they said the elephant in the room, I know it doesn't work, she's a Democrat, but either way, if there was some punny, you know, kind of triple entendre that also it was kind of like, oh, and she's also a fat woman, oh, man. Oh, man, I think that we would be hearing a lot more outrage on this. And people are outraged about this, but I don't think as much as they would be if it was a Democrat slash a woman.
That's an interesting observation, isn't it, huh? 888-302-3684. A bit more on the status of the Republican Party as we continue here, examining what people are talking about since this weekend has been what they say in the biz, a slow news weekend. Why that is important, I find every day is exciting and interesting and new, and there are always things to talk about. So we'll sort of wrap this up with a focus on the GOP. Then we're going to talk about, as time allows us anyway, the status of Obamacare as we come out of the weekend. 15 before the hour on Good Day.
Mondays are no good. Mondays make you use your alarm clock again and sit in the cubicle. But Tuesdays, ho-ho, Tuesdays are awesome. Why? Because that's when Wing Tuesdays happen at Buffalo Wild Wings. Every Tuesday, you can get specially priced wings, spun fresh in your choice of any of their over 20 sauces and seasonings. You want mild? They got mild. You want Asian zing? They got Asian zing. So when next Monday comes around, remind it how much better Tuesdays are. But I'm sure it already knows. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No-Dose Energy Shots. The shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No-Dose brand. A trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No-Dose Energy Shots. A sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to Walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed for adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
Get it started.
It's a great day to be a CPA, because this bean counter has a new asset, the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team set us up with cloud storage to safely back up our client files and access them remotely. We saved big on IT support, cutting costs and securing files. We're certified, not crazy.
Get special introductory offers at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 30 business and tech services. Learn more in-store or at officemax.com/services.
At the Sears Veterans Day event, the deals are so extravagant, we brought in a town crier for all the year.
Hear ye, hear ye. Let it be known that you can get 30 to 40% off appliances. I repeat, 30 to... I have to get to Sears.
Head to the Sears Veterans Day event and save 30 to 40% on appliance superbuys. Plus, when you use your Sears card, get 10% back in points to spend on anything you want with our free rewards program all season long.
Sears, where better happens. 10% points on first $1,000 spent and 5% on amounts over. Valid email opt-in required. Points valid through 1/31/14. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
If you've got a pre-owned GM vehicle, you test drove it, right? And if your car is OnStar, why not test drive it too? Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. You'll get help in a crash, turn-by-turn directions, roadside assistance, and monthly diagnostic checks, all at no cost or obligation. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped pre-owned and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Save 20% when you book a room now through December 13th and stay at least two consecutive nights by December 14th. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Pardon me, sir. 888-302-3684. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program, Veterans Day. A little bit more low-key than usual for, I don't know, whatever the reason. I think maybe because it is Veterans Day, and there are some things that I think need to know is where you focus on things like Christie and the party itself and what's going on in America. Here's the radio host Arthur King over the weekend talking to political analyst Matt Gagnon about why Gagnon thinks, despite the turmoil in the Republican Party, a third party he thinks is a bad idea.
You think a third party is a bad idea. Why don't you explain that a little bit?
The crux of the argument that I'm making here is that the way that our system is set up is what has created the political system we have now, which is two parties. Most people in the Republican Party are pretty unsatisfied with how it works. I mean, you either have moderates who are sort of outraged that the party is being quote-unquote hijacked by, you know, angry right-wingers and crazy people, or you have, you know, sort of right-wing voters that are tired of selling out, and they're tired of having moderates in the party who are squishing down the message and all those types of things. Essentially, it's inevitable. No matter what you do, you're going to end up with a system that's like this, because the way that our electoral system is set up, you know, in Congress, for Senate, for governor's races, and for even the presidency, you have to get essentially a majority of the votes in order to guarantee that you win. Mm-hmm. You have to get 50 plus 1%. And when that happens, you're naturally going to have people grouping themselves together to make it more likely that they win.
You're
going to have the left that comes together and creates a party that, you know, might not necessarily agree on everything, but that has a much better chance of getting 51%. And, you know, in response, the right's going to do the same. And you're going to end up with two parties, where in a lot of other countries that have, like, proportional representation in a parliamentary system, they get many parties. And when that happens, they basically have the same thing happen, but they have it in a coalition that governs the country rather than in one single party.
You know, that's the flaw. And if you think he's right, and the system was set up for a two-party system, that's why we have what we have. So that's part of another reason of many to have a constitutional convention and straighten it out. There is a need, I think, for more parties. That's my spin on it anyway. 51 after on Good Day.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now, 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Let's move away from Veterans Day and politics, although I suppose the healthcare situation is political. From our affiliate, WAYY, in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, host John Murphy talked to former Health and Human Services Director Tommy Thompson about last week's hearings with Kathleen Sebelius.
You certainly would be in a position to have some understanding of where somebody like Kathleen Sebelius is the position she's in right now. You must have seen some of this wave starting to come on even years back in your time in the cabinet. How do we fix this mess? How do we get out of all this?
Well, let me tell you, I have probably more knowledge than just about anybody else in America, and probably more than anybody, because I'm the one that was secretary when we set up Part D. And Part D was the pharmaceutical rollout for seniors being able to get drugs at a reduced price on a competitive basis. The first time we had competition built into the system. And we had to set up a system nationally, a computer system that was going to be able to have seniors pick the drug company and the drugs that they need to be able to purchase. And that particular program we rolled out, and as you know, 90% of the seniors in America say that it's a great program, believe in the program, and it was fraught with the same difficulties as the Affordable Care Act had. And we were able to do it without hardly any of the glitches that Kathleen Sebelius and the administration has right now. What is the big problem? And we did it completely different than what they did. We set up the rules a long time in advance. Kathleen Sebelius is still promulgating rules, so it's impossible to have any degree of finality. Number two, we tested every facet of our computer system and how it was going to roll out, how people were going to do it. with a smaller amount, then a medium size, then a larger amount. So we covered the watershed as to how many people were going to do it. And we were able to roll out. Sure, there were some glitches, but overall, the rollout was very, very good. I was not secretary when we rolled it out, but I was secretary when we set the system up and made all the preparatory work and did the research and did the testing. And that's the big failure. Kathleen Sebelius and the federal people are still writing rules and did not test like we tested for Part D, and that's their mistake, and they're reaping their failures right now.
All right, so there's Tommy Thompson on our affiliate WAYY in Eau Claire. And now we take a piece from Face the Nation yesterday, where Nora O'Donnell talked to Stephanie Cutter and John Dickerson, a couple of news analysts, about the president's apology last week.
Stephanie, let me start with you. You served in the administration, worked for President Obama. This is a little bit more, though, than second-term blues. I mean, this was a failed rollout of Obamacare. Is the credibility of his presidency on the line?
Well, I think the credibility of your presidency is always on the line, no matter what's going on. And I don't think anybody inside the White House right now, including the president, is happy with the way this has rolled out, the health care law. And I think that he's trying to take steps to fix it, making sure that the website is up and working by the end of this month so that people can go online and sign up for health care. And, of course, we heard what he said a couple nights ago, apologizing for what's happening to some people in the individual market. So I think that this, we are in a snapshot of time right now. We know how quickly these things change. Remember, just 3 weeks ago, we were talking about a government shutdown. So I think we have to see how things progress. The president's committed to it, and there are people across this country who are already benefiting from the health care law, whether if you have a pre-existing condition, you're getting preventive care, women no longer paying 50% more than men. Those are signs of progress in a very broken market.
Well, it turns out that the president said that this is more than just a website, and it turns out when you look beyond the website, there are a lot of real problems out there. Millions of Americans who are being kicked off their current insurance plans. They may be subpar plans, but being kicked off. And after the White House pushing back for several days on that, then the president, John, came out and said, "I'm sorry." That's extraordinary to have a presidential apology.
Yeah, presidents don't usually apologize. And this one was late, too. I mean, the president was apologizing for those people in the individual market who've gotten these cancellation notices. That's been going on for several weeks now. And he's tried some other exits to this problem, redefining what his original promise was, putting it in important context, which is, and this is why it's more than a website, because what was supposed to happen is these people would lose their insurance that they had, and the president knew that was going to happen because that was the point of this whole law, was to disrupt the healthcare system from the bad form that it was in previously, where people had to worry about ever getting covered, if they were covered, getting it dropped, or going bankrupt if they had coverage. So he said, "I'm going to replace that with something else." He knew this disruption was going to happen, and so that's why the apology is a little weird, because he's apologizing.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.